shows the energy and enthusiasm coming out of this off day.
I was okay. Okay. I think we'll do things a little better, but there's some good things and some things need to be a lot better.
Seemed like it finished pretty animated and loud and enthusiastic.
Yeah, we had some good work. We had some good work, you know. Time you're working as a team in camp, you're going to have ups and downs, one side or the other feeling good about themselves. But overall, good day's work.
The game point? Coming up Friday, was that, I mean, the guys that were out there today, is it safe to say the ones that were going hard at the end there, 11-on-11, those are the guys that are going to see the action in the game on Friday?
We'll see how we finish up the week. You know, we haven't really put together any final thoughts on what we're going to do Friday night. Really looking forward to getting, our group out there for the first time and putting it together and, against another team, against an opponent.
You're able to get Clive out there today after missing out a lot of time. How hard is it for a young kid to get them to realize that, when they probably desperately want to be out there, that it's to their benefit not to be out there until they're ready?
Yeah, you have to do the wise thing to bring them back, to make sure they're healthy when you bring them back. Feel like we were smart about the approach. I think he's a football player that had a really good spring. Mm-hmm. And, we look forward to getting our hands on him and getting him to work. But, like to avoid that yo-yo process, where he's back and forth. So hopefully we let it settle down and we can put it behind us.
I was going to say, was he able to finish today, Jack? It looked like he might have pulled himself
out. No, he didn't. He didn't pull himself. I thought we got a good amount of work where I thought there might be fatigue involved with a couple of the guys because they have not been working like the other guys. I went ahead and pulled the plug in that last period or so.
Does he, I don't know, regression maybe might be the right word, but he did so many good things in the spring. How much does he lose by not being out here at the beginning of the
season? Well, I mean, look, it's about timing and all that. The bottom line is to have your horses, make it to the race. I don't want to go try and win the Kentucky Derby on a donkey. So, we'll try and get our best guys, to the finish line. And, it's important that they get the work, but it's also important that we have them healthy. So there's a fine line, there's a balance there, and we work hard to be responsible with them and make sure that they're able to take care of themselves.
I know you say you haven't really talked about Thursday and what your plan, for the game. What your plans are, but with Derek, with this being a new option for him, might you play him longer in the preseason than you normally would?
Yeah, we really haven't talked about it yet. So I think we're going to talk again tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a little time to visit as a staff and discuss that a little bit. We really have not set our plans yet for the weekend. So we're busy in camp mode, kind of grinding with the players and installing and all that. And we'll talk about specifics with play time as we go forward.
Coach, what about your personal excitement level going into Friday night? Are you starting to feel that all this month's work is now finally coming to a point?
Yeah, it's always when you get to the games, you start playing games. That's the fun part. So, there's work that goes in. You come into camp excited and eager, but there's nothing like playing games, going against other people. So I think you get your best evaluation there. I think you really learn about your team there. So, yeah, I'm very excited to get out there Friday night and see what our guys can do.
Coach, with such a big roster, is it tough kind of getting looks at all the guys, in preseason? How are you going to manage the time and make sure you get the looks at most of the guys?
Yeah, we'll do just that. We do the best we can. We, work them hard in practice, make sure that where everybody here is getting a look, and we really want to share the workload of training camp. And so in doing that, the guys are all going to get an opportunity. And then in terms of opportunities on the field on Friday night, for the games, they've earned that through what they've been able to do for us out here in practice. So we'll work it accordingly and look to get a good live look at everybody.
Coach Atkinson, III, seemed like he had a pretty good day today. Did he or anyone else stand out for you today during this practice?
Nobody really jumped out at me today. I would say there was some good, some bad, and that's the case usually in these camps when you're going against each other, every day. So some things that we're really happy with, some things got to be a whole lot better.
Back to the tight ends for a second. With Lee Smith missing some practice time and Clive just coming back, do you feel like you're going to have a full complement of tight ends to go Friday night?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, we think we're getting healthier there, and we'll see.
Mac, can can do enough things. I don't know that it matters what his designation is, but now he's listed as an end.
Is that what Will did?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is that Will or is that
Will? Will's creating. He's creating. Maybe he just wanted to create a story for you guys. Hopefully, he spilled a little ink on that thing today.
But is he a player that you don't worry about the designation of the position?
Well, you know, like I said, he played a full season at the Sam linebacker. He's a sub defensive end, so he's playing both anyway. He's a guy that'll be able to do both.
Yeah.
So. I didn't take a close look at that, Will. I guess I should have looked a little closer. But Khalil's a good football player. He's having a good camp.
It's been reported a lot that he's going to be a pass rusher. But, I mean, he also plays a run great. He's going to be on the field all the time, basically, right?
Yeah. We'd like to keep him on the field. I mean, you know, you end up, you know, guys, no matter who you are, you know, you typically will get spelled occasionally.
Sure.
No, he's a guy that you definitely want on the field as often as possible. You know, he's a really good football player. He's, you know, he's stout against the run. He rushes the quarterback. He does a lot of different things. And so, yeah, his conditioning will, you know, dictate that. And then, you know, how hard and how many plays in a row we're playing and all those kinds of things will be factors where, you know, there are times you need to give a guy a blow.
With Mac doing the move around that he's doing, you probably need some versatility in the other linebackers who are out there as well. What have you seen from, you know, like Malcolm Smith and Ray Ray in relief in their versatility?
I think Malcolm's had a really good camp for us. You know, he's a veteran player. He understands, you know, what we're trying to get done. He's got a knack for stripping the ball. You know, he seems to come up with turnovers, you know, almost every day. So really excited about the way he's working at it, applying himself. Been very good for us.
All right, thanks, guys.